You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Esme's Umbrella are hosting a private screening of a new film about living with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. It's called A Spectrum and it's being screened on the 10th of August. And we're joined today by founder of Esme's Umbrella, Judith Potts, and one of the film's creators, Jack Morris, to learn more about A Spectrum. Hi, Jack and Judith. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Lovely to be here.
So can you tell us how this collaboration came about?
It was absolutely wonderful. I was contacted by a lady called Noelle Irvine, and she was a psychologist, and she had read a piece that I wrote about Charles-Bonnet syndrome and was really keen to help. And she told me that her nephew, James Edward, works in the film industry, and she said, I think I might be able to persuade him to make a film. And then on top of that, she said, and I will fund it. So she is our executive producer, and without her, there would be no film. So we're enormously grateful to her, obviously. And then she introduced me to the team, and the rest is history.
And Jack, as one of the film creators, what did you want to get across with the film?
When James first came to me and told me about Charles-Bonnet syndrome, he asked if I'd heard of it. And like everybody else that I've spoken to since creating this film, I hadn't. And as he described it to me, I couldn't believe that people were living with this condition day to day and that it was going unheard of. And so I think both of us felt quite strongly that this is the film that we should be making at the minute and getting the info out to the world about this syndrome and just sort of the day to day sort of living with it that the patients sort of go through. So that was our main impetus for sort of making the film.
And Judith, the film includes a few people who are living with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. How did you reach out to people to get involved and tell their stories?
The first one is Nina Chesworth. And Nina, who actually now works for Visionary, has been a huge help to me for the past few years. And she, I've talked to at great length. She also helped me with the script for Coronation Street when CBS was featured in 8 episodes. She lives with CBS every waking hour. And so obviously she was the first person that I turned to. And Miles Northwood is slightly different in that he developed CBS when he was a child, about 7 years old. And said nothing except to a friend of the same age. And together they fought the monsters every day. But then obviously as he started to grow up, telling teenagers what was happening was not at all easy. So he kept quiet. And he kept quiet until a few years ago when he read something that I had written. I think actually it was might have been a tweet. And he contacted me and it transpired that he hadn't felt able to talk to anybody at all. Now he has, and his family know, and life is a lot easier for him.
And like you said, Judith, sharing these stories is so important for people to know that they're not alone and that it's okay for them to talk about living with Charles-Bonnet. Alongside those things, why is it so important for you to share this film?
Because we want the whole world to hear about it. If all the healthcare professionals in the world understood CBS, then the life of the CBS community would be a lot easier. And it's so important for people that they can talk about what is happening to them and are not judged in any way and are believed. So it's not just a question of them talking to people in the CBS community, but to be able to talk to anybody, and for children too, to be able to talk to teachers and have the teachers understand, and also to be able to talk to other children in their class, which at the moment they find almost impossible to do, helps so much. Because if you're believed, that little bit of you stops stressing. And the less stress you have, the easier it is to cope with CBS. And in fact, we have now proved that stress, isolation do make it worse. And it's a vicious circle because living with CBS is very stressful. So if you can calm that down, but keep the brain active at the same time, knowing that you can say to someone, oh my goodness, that cat has just walked across the floor again, or whatever it might be, that is a huge, huge comfort.
And Jack, what are some of the key tools you've used to tell these stories, and why would you encourage both sighted and non-sighted people to come and watch the film?
This is something that we had to sort of really work about in the beginning of the film. CBS, the hallucinations are incredibly unique and tailored to the person who is experiencing them. So we've thought a lot about the ways that we could convey this sort of imagery on film, and landed on quite abstract visuals for a large chunk of the film. And then while we were making it, we just decided that we wanted to deliver one film. And that's not a sort of film that has audio description sort of as a separate piece. We wanted it baked into the film. So we're actually working currently with the University of York to get that developed through a new process called EAD, this enhanced audio description. And so that will feature in the film, but at the moment we're still developing that aspect to it. So when the final film is delivered and out into the wider public, not this initial screening, that will be embedded in the film. So it will be accessible to somebody who's experiencing some level of sight loss as well. But the film itself is sort of, it's a journey of discovery and acceptance and sort of managing the condition. And there are lots of aspects of the film that work both for an audience that are new to Charles Bonnet, but somebody who is also experiencing and living with it.
And as you mentioned, you've got the big first screening coming up on the 10th of August.
We have got now two screenings on that day because we had so many people interested. All sorts of people are coming. We have ophthalmologists, other doctors, people who live with the condition, a lot of people from the sight loss sector, from the other charities. I think it will be of huge benefit to the whole of the sight loss sector, because no one has actually made a film like this before. We have made, or had made for us, factual films. But this is a very, very special film. And I was reduced to tears in the best way possible when I first saw it.
So there's still a few spaces in the first screening at 6 p.m. So if you email and you let us know, you can still squeeze in there.
And for people that can't attend the screening, how will they be able to eventually watch the film?
So at the moment it's out for festival deliveries, or will be towards the end of the summer. And after its initial film festival run, we'll be releasing it out to the wider public. So it'll be shared both with Judith and hosted on an independent website. So they'll be accessible for all online. It's spelled ASPECTUM, Spectrum. And that's all one word.
Judith, where can people learn more about Charles Bonnet syndrome and stay updated with all of the work you're doing at Esme's Umbrella?
Well, I'm right in the middle of a new website being created. The current one is fine, but the new one will be even better. The website address is www.charlesbonnetsyndrome.uk. For people that don't know, that is Charles Bonnet, B-O-N-N-E-T, syndrome. UK, or they can email me on judith@charlesbonnetsyndrome.uk.
Well, thank you so much, founder of Esme's Umbrella, Judith Potts, and filmmaker Jack Morris, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio to tell us all about your new film, A Spectrum.
Thank you, Amelia.